Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Just talking to Kelby about the launch of our NutriMedical Deagle Stream Network, and it's basically deagle-network.com. We now have a Streams of Stream guys, and Kelby, besides the show he does here on Second Hour on Tuesdays, we'll have a show also on our Stream Network. Now, to give you an example how many more avenues this has, all the internet avenues like TuneIn, iTunes, Google+, etc., we're going to be able to broadcast to. We can broadcast to AM/FM stations all over the world. Networks, for example, we're going to be embedded in the network for not only Revolution Radio, but also Red State Talk Radio, and we're going to be expanding. We want to get your call letters out there, whether you're in the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, or Europe. We will be able to send a stream directly to you for not only my show, but all the other shows in our network. And right now, I think I have about 15 people that are ready to launch, whether they're doing an hour a week or hours a week during the day. I think, if I remember correctly, Kelby, I think you chose is 4 days a week?
Correct, at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Right, 4 p.m. Pacific, so that would be an hour after we finish. You'll be doing the show right after Josh Bernstein. Now, the advantage of this is that we're going to have a much broader audience. I'm in the process of syndication of the show. I have hired a tech person to take all the stations we have on Genesis, plus all the talk radio stations in North America, U.S. and Canada. And we're also going to spread this syndication to Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and even with my son Matthew, who speaks six languages, we're going to spread to Asian and other countries because he speaks Japanese, Chinese, Arabic, etc., and German. And what we'll be doing is we'll be expanding our reach outward to be much, much broader than even just, say, the Genesis AM/FM stations, which we're already on now with Genesis. And we'll also have a lot of our own material there, embedded commercials that allow us to kind of talk about what other hosts we have, like Kelby Smith and his advocates, and Josh Bernstein, and, of course, the NutriMedical Report and the services we provide. So those are going to be all available. This is going to help a lot getting the truth out to a lot of people. It's not just America. What this scheme that's going on in America, in other forms, is happening in every country in the world, isn't it?
It's being duplicated throughout the world, and that's why it is, you know, if people understood that the IRS is underneath the IMF, it's the largest collection arm for the world, and the IRS and the Social Security system is in nearly every country. And so it's that number that's tied to either the naturalization paperwork or the birth certificate of a person in a nation that brings them to become the surety for those corporations.
Right. And by the way, you're talking about the International Monetary Fund. So the IMF, right. You're talking about a world global organization. This is a global luciferic scheme to channelize and convert human beings into property of the super state.
Right.
You know, and, of course, it's also to deny them property of the land underneath their home. They actually think they own the land when they have, say, a 10-acre facility. They actually own the home and the farm equipment, but they don't own the land underneath it. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, property, just to help people out, as a California real estate broker, I hold a license in my wallet. One of the questions on the test, you know, was, do you need to register your property in the county recorder? when you purchase property? And the answer was no. And it was kind of like an indication to me that, you know, it was a voluntary thing, and because you don't have to record anything. And so when I started getting my mind wrapped around that word registry and the word property, and understanding truly what meets and bounds was versus legal description, it's totally two different things. Legal description goes all the way to the Vatican. Meets and bounds is actually a survey of the land itself. And so when you purchase property, you really should be purchasing land, dirt, earth, soil, or ground. Those are the words you're going to use in a land purchase agreement. And you want to have a description of the land using meets and bounds. And you don't need to discuss the house, anything on it, because whatever's on that land is a party to the land. And then you don't record it. That's the trick. Anytime you record something, there has to be the ability to unrecord something. So what we do is we do the land purchase agreement. We do for valuable consideration in gold by hand. And that's all we put on the deed. And then we put a land contract behind it. We don't record the note or the land contract and or the deed. What we do is we put it into a public notification, and we take certified copies of that public notification, and we do a formal withdrawal with the local registry of that property from the county recorder, notifying them that that it has been purchased, and we are not going to be registering that land in the county recorder. And that we do it through a FOIA. We ask them literally for the form in their county recorder to remove the property from the county recorder. And what happens is it takes it off the tax rolls, and you lose the benefit of emergency services, supposedly, and trash and all that crap. But the reality is you get taken off the tax rolls because you are unregistering that property and converting it into land. And if anything, if you were to record it in fee simple with a copy of the land agreement behind it with the deed, like I had mentioned before, and you would own that property free and clear.
Can you do that with land you've already bought? Like, we own our home for the last 10 years. Can we actually purchase the land under it if we have to go back and get the land deed and do that process?
Absolutely. If you own it and there's no liens or encumbrances or mortgages on it, that's the key, is they're not going to let this be...
Well, we have a mortgage on the house, but we paid off more than half of it.
Yeah, you would have to take care of the other half prior to unrecording a property from the county recorder. They just wouldn't let it happen because that property isn't yours. It belongs to the bank.
Right, so once we pay off the mortgage, which will be in the next, say, 5 or 6 years or whatever, then we can actually do that. But until you do, you'll clear the mortgage. Where the word mortgage is actually in Latin, death grip. Isn't that kind of sarcastic? So a mortgage is actually a death grip, morto gage.
That's funny.
It is funny, but awful, you know. And I'm sure the devil and his minions are laughing their head off. And then, by the way, it's not just in America. This is done in various versions. As you mentioned before, this whole process not only goes back to the Magna Carta, it's just a further inclination of the Druidic culture that goes back tens of thousands of years on Earth. It goes back to the Middle East, to Sumeria and Mesopotamia and Egypt. This is not new, is it?
It's all words. It's all words. It's crazy. The word understand is not comprehend. It's to stand under. And if you looked it up in Black's, not Black's, but Webster's 1913 definition, it's to stand under and accept the surety bond. So when they say, do you understand the charge instrument that's been presented before you, and you say yes, you're saying, I'm standing under and accepting the accepting to be the surety bond and surety for this case, and boom, you're done. That doesn't matter, guilty, not guilty, nolo contendere, you're done.
Wow. That's too weird. That's so bizarre, isn't it? And of course, they play on the ignorance of the population, don't they?
Oh, they play it. They play it big time. And that's
even this season, we know Jesus was born, for example, on Sukkot in the fall, just by the description of the time. And the actual, in the Bible, it talks about the birthday of Jesus was exactly 6 months to the day opposite of John the Baptist, which means his birthday was Sukkot, opposite 6 months to the day from Peshawar Passover. Exactly. And so the fall feasts are earlier than now, and of course as Christmas arrives, this is a Druidic ceremony of the god Osiris, the god of the underworld that resurrects in Christmas.
So,
yeah, and it's interesting, the garments that the Pope wears when he's buried look exactly like Santa Claus. Isn't that wild?
Does it?
Yeah, if you actually look at the last Pope, and I saw him there some years ago, being paraded around dead, you know, before the, in the Vatican, he looks like, hey, they're burying Santa. He looks identical to Santa Claus.
That's amazing. I haven't seen that. I'd like to look at that.
Yeah, I know, it's bizarre. It's like, oh my God. So it's all ha ha ha, we got you guys, and you don't understand it. And of course, the idea with high-level Masons is, if you don't understand it, you're considered, you know, understand. Then you're also considered profane, which means you're fit to be, you know, like an animal, you're fit to be gutted and hung upside down on a hook and cut up as meat. So if people don't understand what they've done to proper, turn us into property and take away our rights to own things, you know, that's why only the Bales, going right back to the Magna Carta, had the right to own property, not us mansters or monsters. Isn't that wild?
I'll explain some really good words after the break.
Yeah, when we come back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Something a little different now. I want to make a link between what you're talking about right now, Kelby, and what's happening with on the border, where we have these caravans coming up and trying to invade the country. And of course, we have legal immigration. We had a Bracero program in the 40s and 50s and 60s, and we can easily reinstitute that for people, and they should have a tracker anklet on them. But they don't get to become American citizens or get. You know, probably 90% plus of the people that want to stay here because of the amnesty stuff is all just BS. They're trying to get in the economy. And we do need people to pick fruit and do other things, but they should have a tracker anklet and so they can't get off the farm and go off to the cities, and especially young men become, you know, gang leaders or other people involved. But right. There's a tie-in here because the globalists at the same time that want to chattelize us actually eventually want to remove all borders. They just want trade zones. In fact, in the fall of 1973, they published in Foreign Affairs, the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations Masonic Organization, they want to trade zones, which is right out of the Bible, and 10 kings shall give their power to the beast for 1 hour. Well, that beast system is here. It's literally being unveiled. And they want to make Area 3, which is North America, Canada, the United States, and Mexico, Area 3. So when people look at this, they say, well, what do you mean? Of course, and by the way, it doesn't matter if it's Hillary Clinton's version or Donald Trump's version. The globalists are moving forward, aren't they? That's why, you know, it's just a matter of how fast is it and in which way does it be implemented. But then it's the same thing with Brexit and Britain. They're trying to get out of it, but they're not going to get out of it the way they want to, are they? Because the globalists are moving step by step to confound them every time they try to do something to get out of the control of the British country and economy and even immigration. So they're flooding the country with immigrants. So London now is Londonistan. It's run by a Pakistani mayor. And we have a flood of giant numbers of people being forced by climate change, which we're doing on purpose, from North Africa and the Middle East by causing functional physical drought. Then these people are displaced and they're birth rates in these countries are so low, they'll soon become many places in Europe going to become purely Muslim. For example, France. I think they have like 8 or 9 million Muslims now in France. It's a lot, isn't it?
All right. Absolutely.
So I think there's a linkage here in this whole process. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's biblical. I mean, you look at the four horsemen. The colors are red, green, yellow, and white, I think, and or black. I don't know. Anyway, I'm blanking on the fourth color. But the bottom line is that matches every Islamic flag nation in the world. Those same four colors appear on every Islamic flag in the world. People don't understand truly what they are doing from a jurisdictional standpoint. Flag law, international law, it's those Muslim nations that are going to be coming against the sovereign free nations and or Christian nations.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted to read you a couple things. I would encourage anybody to grab a Black's Law dictionary and have some fun one day. And when you read it, you gotta read with a different understanding of what the words mean. Like the word person, you can't look at when it's discussing the word person immediately in your mind. You gotta understand. Go look up the definition of person. There's one definition that it's a living man or woman. And there's 200,000 case site definitions that it's a fictitious organization. It's a corporation. It's a trust. It's not what people think. A person is not what people think. And so when somebody's creating law and they use the word person or they use the word individual, it's not speaking about a man or woman. If you look at statutory law, there's not one place marker anywhere for the word man or woman. It is all persons, individuals, and that is not us. They want you to believe it is you, but let me explain this really quick. And if you're listening for the first time, you're gonna be aghast at what we're about to say from a standpoint of legalese. A corporation cannot sue a real living man. And if you look at 27 CFR 97.11, 27 CFR 97.11, all crime is commercial. All crime is commercial. So when they file a criminal indictment through what's called a true bill, you're receiving really an invoice. Do you understand the charge instrument before you? Those are the words they use. Do you understand that? Okay, are you asking me if I understand this bill? Because this is a true bill, correct, sir? Yes. So under the facts of that they're trying to get paid, and the second you say, I'm the surety, they go tap your bond, your birth bond. Your birth certificate is a bonded, securitized, on 32-pound watermarked bank note paper. Your life equivalent is absolutely monetized, securitized, and traded on a daily basis on Wall Street. And sometimes in the teens and sometimes in the thousands of companies are investing in your birth certificate. It's amazing. And when you think you're filing a bankruptcy, you're not filing a bankruptcy. There are actually investors, big banks that are coming in and getting 2-to-1 on the money that they're putting in based on the bankruptcy bond. So instead of discharge, all the people that you filed on are getting paid if they're public. Not if they're private, but if they're public, they all get paid. So there's truly no forgiveness. It's anti-God. Everything the system does, it's anti-God. God requires forgiveness every 7 years. So let's go into some wordplay, if you don't mind.
You're talking about the financial system under the Mosaic Law.
Well, I'm talking about God's law versus what Satan has done here through the Federal Reserve.
Right. Which is part of the reason why the debt of the world is now so many Earths. I think something like 289 Earths or more. So it's never going to get paid. And there's no intention of paying it because they flat out said it.
The Congressional Budget Office said it's not recoverable. The money taking in on the taxes are not able to pay the interest minimums on the Federal Reserve debt. So the only thing they did was get a contract to print money. They didn't put anything up. They put a China gold-backed security up in 1911, which is up after 100 years. And the only thing they were able to do was print money out of thin air In the beginning, it was supposed to be gold backed, and from 11 to 1933, they were taking the gold from the United States and transferring it away, and then they made it illegal to own gold if you were a United States citizen. Anything over 4 ounces, you had to submit it in to receive a dollar bill equivalent. And in 1935, they chattelized and made the citizen, the person, the birth certificate, the surety. And around page 650 of the Social Security Administrative Act of 1935, they authorized $1.5 million per year per person, that's the key word, in that state. The states are rich. The states have more money than you could ever imagine. The states are not the United States. So all the hoopla you hear, and if you don't believe that, go to CAFR1, C-A-F-R, the number 1.com, and check out, that guy has 3,000 to 4,000 certified audit financial reports, and he breaks it down that the states, counties, have in excess of $100 trillion in their CAFRs. And that's why the Trading with the Enemy Act happened, and that's why the United States is at war with the state and the state citizens.
Wow.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Back, so let's receive. Some of these terms are so difficult to really understand. It's hard for the first pass for people to get this. You have a series of videos on YouTube, so you go to youtube.com/, and what's the subtitle in order to be able to look at the menu of videos to explain a lot of this?
Yeah, just go to youtube.com/his advocates, and then once you get there, click on our playlist. You'll see a picture of me on the top. We've got a couple hundred videos there. We have some playlists that talk about everything from state citizenship to come out of her. We have a section for pastors, all kinds of stuff.
This is a reason, for example, why Donald Trump, even if he's well-intentioned, no one gets ahead in politics, even though his father was a Scottish Rite Mason. I believe that Trump is too. And even Focus on the Family says he's a baby Christian. I think the man wants to do something right for America, and he's a patriot. But he's totally hogtied by the political system and this banking system. For example, one of the things he said to in 2016 is he could get rid of the Fed Reserve System. He could wipe out the debt in probably a matter of 4 to 6 years, national debt. But the banks won't allow them to do that because they don't want this to happen. The same way is when he tries to move forward, there are people both in the Republican Party, we call GOP rhinos, as well as the Democratic Party, they're globalists. And they're not just globalists, they're luciferic globalists that want to control the people of America and want them constantly to stay in massive debt, and also to eventually dissolve the border so it's just a trade zone in a global empire, isn't it?
You know, you hit it on the head when you said there's not a lot he's going to be able to do to change the system, and you would have to have a real plan of action, because these corporations are basically have been segregated away from and are autonomous. They don't operate under, in a lot of regards, what people think they do. As a matter of fact, the United States Corporation and the President operate underneath the Deputy Secretary for the Homeland Security. And so that means they are appointed to and are under Homeland Security. And so Homeland Security was created for the purposes after 2001. And to be frank with you, it's because the bankruptcy of the United States was up on its 70th year in 2003. And they had to do a major thing in 2001. They did it to bring forward more war, to bring forward more ability to pay the creditors, which are the banks, and to put a new structural system in place where they could have the power being transferred away from the people into a true corporate entity underneath the International Monetary Fund, which is where Homeland Security lies.
Right. And by the way, Homeland Security is part of what's called, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Presidential Directive 51 that George Bush Jr. passed the year before he left office in 2007. And with the financial catastrophe that occurred in 2008 under Barack Obama was activated. So the director of the 17th agency in America called the SAD, or Special Activities Division of the CIA, which is not under the control of the CIA, actually runs the U.S. government, the military, and the ultimate power in America. It's not run by the president anymore. People don't know that. They've actually stripped the power. So the last two presidents have been figureheads, both by Donald Trump and Barack Obama. And this is done by George Bush Jr. Under the direction of his father, George Bush Sr., who was actually a former CIA operative, and he was the one who completed what's called the Omega Project, conceived in the 1930s in Nazi Germany to create a new world order where every secret agency on Earth would control every bank on Earth, tied to a global world order that the Masons conceived. And George Bush Sr. finished this process and project in 1982. People don't know this, do they?
No. Let me read you something. Go open up Black's Law, everybody. Go online and look up Black's Law PDFs. You'll find this. Look up the word identity. Is that your identity in your wallet? Can you pull your identity out of your wallet, please? And here's the definition. The identical nature of two or more things, the birth certificate and you. It doesn't say the birth certificate and you, but this is what it says, verbatim. The identical nature of two or more things in patent law, because that's where they get it from, is patent law. The sameness in two devices of the function performed, the way it is performed, and the result achieved. The point being, identity, you think it's a card in your wallet that shows a picture of your face. It's the oneness of two or more things becoming one. Under the collective entity doctrine, you are that person that you say you are. Is that your birth certificate? Yes, that is my birth certificate. Is that your driver's license? Yes, that is my driver's license. Therefore, you're identifying yourself as that person, that fiction, that registered organization, which is the true nature of it. Now, listen to this. The word naturalized, people want to become naturalized citizens. To grant citizenship to a foreign-born person. What do they do when that person becomes naturalized? They give them a certificate of naturalization. It's on 32-pound watermark banknote paper. It is their birth certificate into the United States Corporation.
Right.
Sam, let's go to the word state. This is huge, guys. People think state is California. And I'm going to read you two definitions of state. First one is the lowercase definition of state. The political system of a body of people. Why is it using the word people right here in the lowercase definition of state? Who are politically organized. Okay, the all capital letter definition of state is a community of persons living within certain limits of territory, not on land, under a permanent organization which aims to secure the prevalence of justice by self-imposed law. So the all capital letter definition of state is under the United States sovereign, and it's a community of person, registered organizations. Now why? Why is it a community of persons? Because Rundle versus Delaware says that a corporation cannot sue a real living man. So just to close on this topic, the United States, Title 28, Section 3002, is a federal corporation. They are not allowed to sue people. They can only sue persons, a community of persons, that through identity were to become one, because you've put your signature, your mark, your DNA on the birth certificate, on the driver's license. Now you are one with that document. You are one and saying, I am that person. Now, through contract law, they have control over you as the man. It's crazy.
Yeah, so in other words, basically they use this prestidigitation to convert your identification to allow you to be sued by a corporation.
Bingo. Yeah, exactly. Right.
So what is the solution? The solution is, it sounds like it may be relatively simple, but no one's actually moving forward on it. It would mean each state would be a separate community where you'd have citizenship in that state, and the states would then collectively be America, not the United States of America, which is a corporation where you basically have your birth certificate chattelized, and you don't have the rights to actually own property, which is land. Ultimate property is land, isn't it?
Correct. And to answer your question, what you just described as states that are in control of themselves is already in place in law. Okay? And just because the United States took over and created all these ridiculous amount of statutes and ridiculous amount of czars and sub-organizations to control, the BLM, and now they're exerting their control over the people, and they're training their federal law enforcement officers that you're crazy if you think you have freedoms like you did back in the 1700s. And it's true, because it's a corporation, and through contract law, the people, the persons, don't have that freedom that they once had. As a matter of fact, there has already been a Supreme Court ruling. If you're a United States citizen, you don't have access to the Bill of Rights. And they worded it very carefully. Why did they word it that way, access to the Bill of Rights? Because only a state citizen has access to the Bill of Rights.
Wow. So in other words, we haven't had the full unveiling, but we have totalitarianism already. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just hasn't had its full unveiling of the beast. Because the beast system doesn't come from Brussels or Moscow or Beijing or Johannesburg. It's going to come from America, isn't it?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Solution, what's the solution? The solution is, number one, I think we need to get the churches to get outside, because that call come out of Babylon, lest you share in her curses. And you mentioned that the city of Babylon, actually in Iraq, has one of the largest embassies in the world from the United States, and it's the United States that's bringing the mark of the beast system to the world, isn't it? And America is the number one nation, not only in artificial intelligence, but also data gathering. So these giant data centers, like the one up in Utah, and there's seven more they're planning in the United States, are to create a virtual model of Earth. When I went to Colorado Springs, I took care of employees for up to 6 years, even after I left CECOM, for the Virtual World Project, which is a giant array of Cray computers underground in Schriever Air Force Base east of Colorado Springs. And this system actually creates an icon called a node for every individual in the first and second world, and it's got a database called using Promise software to track them, including GPS coordinates down to a tolerance of 1.5 centimeters, including vertical dimensions. People don't know this stuff. They don't realize that things like social media, like Facebook and Twitter, are just arms of the beast. They're just like tentacles of the intel agencies, like the No Such Agency, or NSA, CIA, and of course the most evil master of all, the 17th agency, which even Hillary Clinton referred to, which is the SAD, or Special Activities Division of the CIA, that now runs through Directive 51 in the state of basically martial law, which we have since not only 9/11, but presidential directive since 2007, activated with the financial collapse of 2008, which has not stopped, by the way. We're now under the control not of President Donald Trump, but under the hidden director of the SAD, or Special Activities Division. And, of course, they're literally evangelizing and controlling the world economy. And there's countries battling us. China and Russia are not just our mortal military enemy. They're battling the financial enemy of trying to take over their economies. Because India, Russia, China, and Japan and so on are succumbing to the American beast. And it's only going to be a matter of time before the American beast system takes over the whole world. That's going to happen probably in the next 4 or 5 years during Trump's reign. That's my feeling.
But you're going to have...
The world is not going to survive this, because the artificial intelligence capacity of America, the data gathering capacity, the financial control, 90% of all currency in the world, both in physical and virtual dollars, is denominated in U.S. dollars under the Federal Reserve System that's controlled by the Jesuits, the black popes under the Vatican, that control the system under the Pindar, which is the Druidic king, or in the chairman seat of 13, the Council of 13, that run Earth for Lucifer. The Vatican is just one of those 13 seats, but above them is the Pindar, and they control the world, and they're using America as a proxy. It was written by Sir Francis Bacon, the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth. He had a very high IQ, and he was a wizard. Probably they estimate his IQ is over 200, but he was a wizard. He wrote in symbology the Voynich document that actually talks about America being the rising of the new rise of Atlantis, the ancient empire that controlled the world. That rise is happening, and it's not in Russia or China, it's America, and we are going to take over the world economy for a period of time, times and half a time, and then there's going to be a great war. That's coming, isn't it? And all the moves that Donald Trump is going to control the economy are crushing nations. For example, the economy in China has already dropped 30%. They either play ball with the American system or their economy is going to disappear. People don't know this, do they?
It's happening all over the world. This plan is there is a movement against the plan.
Yeah, but Americans just see it are too blinded because it's right in front of them. And they think America is the greatest nation. Listen, Americans are both the greatest people and some of the worst people. Some of the nastiest people that control the world through Lucifer and our global corporations that run the world. Some of the best people in the world are Americans, like you and me, and some of the worst. But the world is being captured by America. America is literally, that's why when you see the border closing here, there's a simple solution to this issue. They could have the Bracero 2 program for work. Don't talk about asylum. They could force the Supreme Court to pass a law to get rid of chain migration and birthright citizenship. Because right now, Russians fly in and take an entire jet to, say, Chino, California, and a whole airplane full of women deliver their babies, and now are Americans, even though they fly back 2 months later or a month later with their baby to Moscow. People don't get this, do they? They don't understand that this is all part of a game. And it doesn't matter if you've got Hillary Clinton's version or Donald Trump's, we're moving towards the New World Order, and America is the seat of the beast. It is. And the mark of the beast is coming not from Brussels or Moscow or Tokyo, it's coming from America, isn't it? That's why this corporation calls the Corporation of the United States of America is not just controlling the U.S. citizenry, and they're totally unaware of it. They're soon going to control the entire planet and every economy, aren't they?
They already do. They already do.
They already do, but it's not that it's got its full flower yet because there's a resistance. For example, we have a balloon economy where they can speculate and they don't have Glass-Steagall to speculate. China doesn't want to even let us into their banking system because they know that we'll just consume it like a great big dinner. And China is terrified that we will actually take over their economy. And they're all communists, you know, like Mr. Ma, who's this billionaire that runs a place like Amazon. They know America is about to consume them. And guess what? They don't have a hope in hell of stopping us. And people don't understand, even under Donald Trump, even with all the opposition he has, the New World Order is moving forward with 5G network and recycled water and this giant wall they want to build. It's not just to keep people from coming in here. It's to keep us out from going out. Just like the movie The Day After Tomorrow, that wall is there to make sure we can't escape America when they finally close things down and say, you know, we're tracking your GPS coordinates based on your phone. As I said, you know, you could be really sneaky. All you have to do to make you give the mark of the beast is make mandatory Velcro. Your cell phone has to be attached to a body part wherever you go, or it's against the law. I mean, it's that simple. Because everybody is now basically a luciferic citizen cyborg with a cell phone or an iPad or whatever, so that basically we all are ready. The mark of the beast is in your cell phone, isn't it? It's in your ID, tracking down to your GPS coordinates and your social media. It's all these systems all converging to know where are you, what do you like to buy, what magazines do you read, and soon they want to be able to hack into your consciousness. So 5 to 7 years from now, and the cell phone companies have already said this, they're going to be able to hack into your consciousness and know the intentions of your heart in a moment-to-moment basis, just like Minority Report. They'll be able to stop pre-crime because they'll know what the intentions of your mind is. No, Dr. Deagle, they can't do that. I said, you know, you have to stop arguing with Dr. Deagle, okay? Well, I got to kick on people. They always want to say, Dr. Deagle, you're a nut. Dr. Deagle, you're a nut. You know what? The you're a nut thing has got to stop. People have to get a life here. Really, let's face it. They don't want to face the fact that somebody may be more informed than them, more willing to face the ugliness of this, more willing to tell them the truth, and have experiences that can't be disputed. My life and my classified experiences are not open to anybody's damned opinion. They're just not. You know, I learned about this stuff in a very ugly way, but God wanted me to learn it so that when I talk to people like you, I can explain it, which integrates perfectly with what you're teaching at His Advocates. And the churches need to hear this, because to be honest with you, we have a lot of Christians, for example, think that Donald Trump could do no wrong. To be honest with you, it doesn't matter whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or Beto O'Rourke or whoever is in the government. They're still moving America toward the New World Order that's going to crush the entire planet. They're doing
it. That's all you got to tell them is how does the Book of Revelations end? There may be a reprieve. There may be a way out of the plagues, which is what coming out of her does. You don't have to participate in the plagues.
Well, I think you can get to secure areas and secure cities. We're building a list with Dave Mitchell. But what I tell people to have to understand is, when I was a little boy, 8 and a half, I was taken high above the earth before God sent me back. He said, do you want to go back? I said, no, I love heaven, man. I don't want to go back. I was dying with an artery cut in my neck from tonsillectomy. And I actually met God face to face. I was not like, oh, well, you're just dreaming this. No, I'm not, okay? And he showed me high above the earth, a nuclear war basically striking the earth, especially the lower 48 states. So America is doomed. America is doomed, okay? And people don't get this. They don't realize the beast system is going to die. You know, it says, in one day shall become their great destruction to the seas of glass and steel. Okay?
They'll see the fire from afar off, it says.
And they shall cry for all of the commerce and everything that came from America, from New York City. And by the way, if you leave New York City and leave Long Island, you can actually see these oil derricks and so on and big storage tanks, and it says Babylon. Damn it, they actually put the name Babylon, Long Island, when you're leaving the United States heading east, you can see Babylon. Of course, that's why they built this Babylonish...
You see the goddess of Isis with the Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty is Isis, okay? Isis is a substitute for the Queen of Heaven, that's us. God wanted to marry the bride, which is us. So they gave a substitutionary Druidic goddess called the Queen of Heaven, which is, her name is Ashtoreth, and the symbol of Ashtoreth is the symbol over Israel, the two Zinzigis that are intersecting. It's a spring sacrifice, a human sacrifice, where you had lascivious sex with other than your husband. And if you didn't have a baby to put in the arms of Moloch the owl, you put a proxy sweetbread, seemed like gingerbread boys and girls, to burn to ashes on the arms. That's what's going on, people. You may not want to hear this. Your pastor won't tell you it, but Dr. Deagle will. I don't know some of it. I know all of it.
You know some of it.
I know all of it. Let me tell you, you might think I'm not, but someday you're going to repent of that, because you know what? There's nothing worse on earth, even murder or abortion, than disrespecting those that come with the wisdom of God to try to save your soul from separation and death. NutraMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.